And we're live. Hey, hey everyone. Welcome to yet a new week, yet another week, and a new season of Life with Sarah and Dave. And it is literally a new season in our lives, chapter, however you want to call it. So exciting. I'm Sarah, and alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave. Say whatever, hun. Whatever you want.
Hi.
I don't want to say hi every time, you know?
Maybe I will. Maybe that's how we'll start off the new season.
Maybe.
Dave saying hi.
Maybe you start doing an intro.
We'll get there.
So, well, for those of you who have been listening, we're on the move. And you guys have heard the backstory, how it kind of ended up happening quickly. And how we're very excited. And now we are here podcasting in Ohio.
Yeah, we did from Ohio the last time, but the audio equipment was misplaced, if you will. So now you can actually hear me. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you like to talk in your soothing, quiet voice.
Yeah.
Instead of your, you know, loud voice that, like, you normally talk on the phone with.
Yeah, that's because my dad can't hear.
You do it to my parents and every other person you talk to.
I'm used to talking on the phone like that, using my outside voice.
We're outside voice kind of people. Mm-hmm. Yep. And for any of you people who are very inside voice people, you know, I guess you just gotta kind of take it or leave it. And those of you who are family.
He called them you people again, Sarah. You gotta stop doing that.
What else should I call them?
Esteemed listeners?
That's a lot of word.
I mean, it's a little better than you people.
Oh, shoot. Yes. But it was the first day of everyday school for the boys. I mean, they've been going hybrid online and in class. But they get to go today. They get to go again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's still weird having them walk in the house so early. It's like at 2:45.
Yeah, I was in the middle of a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Microsoft Teams meeting.
Yeah.
They came in, dogs started barking. Oh, well.
Well, it's everybody's life for the most part that's working at home.
Right.
And 95% of people aren't going to care.
Right.
So, it was great. The boys talked about how, and I'm going to have to look it up probably in Urban Dictionary, that they said hot dogs are called Lizzies, and I don't know why. It sounds like something that just opened the can of worm, but that's what they were calling it, and there was just, jeez, kids these days. Oh, Dave's looking it up right now, so we can get the live definition.
Yeah, just keep going.
Just keep rambling. Yeah. I'm good at that. So, anyway, so yes, the boys came in full force, very excited, but it's really nice that they both have a study hall the last period of school, so they actually let them leave when they have a study hall the last period. So that was great. Yeah, just so, but I think it'll be nice for them having everybody in class at the same time and them kind of meeting some more new people and finding out more programs for what's going on. So, Dave's looking it up. How's it looking, Dave?
Moderately inappropriate.
Oh, I figured it probably was.
Yeah.
Just look it up yourself if you're curious. Apparently, it's something that's slightly vulgar / inappropriate. Shoot.
On July 7th, 2020, Urban Dictionary user Getaway Nick defined the phrase glizzy gobbler as a person who completely dominates hot dogs during consumption. The viral Glizzy Guzzlers trend includes a plethora of videos and photos capturing guys downing their hot dogs with no shame.
Jesus. Yeah, that can go in so many ways.
Indeed it can, dear.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Teenagers. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So next time, let's look this stuff up before you broadcast it.
I don't even care.
Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah, we're still broadcasting. Yeah. See the red? I gotta... So, you just hush. So, anyways. Sorry, I wanted to put do not disturb. Yeah. I am loving the nature preserve, and I can't wait to explore some more. They have nice trails, like mowed through like the wild grass where you can go walk, and you can even go through some wooded areas, and a lot of trails. So that's really nice. We did a walk run today for a workout.
Yeah, the running was amazing.
It was a little warm for Ohio, and it's currently 88.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Yeah, we'll have cool weather for the kids' activities again this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be back down to where the high is right around average, which is about 80 degrees this time of the year.
We got Thursday, we have soccer, and then Saturday, we have cross country, and then soccer.
Yes. Yes, sporting events.
Right.
And Isaac has been doing basketball workouts. That's really exciting. He's really enjoying that. And David's doing cross country, and it's really about all he's been doing.
Yeah, Isaac kind of got recruited for basketball.
Well, he had been tossing around playing anyways, so, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, soccer, did we talk about the...
No, we have not talked about his game.
Yeah, he did not play goalie, but he scored a goal.
Yes, he did. First time ever playing in the field. Scored a goal.
Yeah.
It was great.
There weren't a lot of kids on the JV side that were interested in getting in front of him. Like by the goal.
He's not necessarily a small dude.
Yeah. So they're excited to have him on the basketball team too.
Yeah. And he's kind of opted not to march this season because practices are all after school, and he decided that because he started soccer first, he didn't want to have to compete and, you know, have practices, you know, half, you know, not being able to go to all of his soccer practices, which he really would be able to on Thursday. You know, Tuesday and Thursday, the marching band practices, and then he would just go a little bit late to band and then do it. But he didn't want to. No, so, no marching for him this season.
He got in well with his friends and stuff.
With soccer.
So, he's ready to go.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the house to officially get started. The VA requires a pre-appraisal. So, it feels like it's been forever. But they actually haven't started any of the houses that were right around us. So, they start 3 houses per week, so hopefully some of those houses are getting started this week.
Yeah, might have to drive by later.
Maybe. So, maybe I would like, I mean, I'm going to have to buy some ice cream again. No ice cream maker for a little while. So,
okay. We don't have enough room to listen to that thing in here.
It's not even that loud. I mean, it's way quieter than the blender.
Your blender, like, shakes the apartment.
Oh, it does not. Oh, my gosh. You're such an exaggerator. You really do. Yeah. Cracks me up. But it is so nice to be done moving for now.
Yeah. I went on a long bike ride Friday.
Saturday, I went out to the lake for an open water swim.
I can't wait to go check that out with you. We went to IKEA for the first time.
Yeah, that was...
My mom and dad now have solutions for their kitchen. It's going to totally change the dynamic of their house and for their dining room.
Yeah, we liked the cinnamon rolls and the meatballs there too.
I did not get to try. either, but they had a really good custard sundae thing that was delicious.
We went. David had a good cross-country run. I mean, it wasn't blazing fast for him, but it was
good.
It was still under 20 minutes for a 5K. Yes. Most people can't do that.
Right.
So, I mean, when you put that, I mean, into perspective, pretty impressive.
Yes. So he's doing well. He's going to talk with the recruiter again tomorrow.
What's your chances? What do you think his chances are of not going?
Zero.
You think?
Yep. He's going to follow his mom's footsteps of following his dad.
You're so ridiculous. I love you.
Yeah.
But yes. The man, it's been an eventful couple weeks.
Yeah, we had your parents visit, we had your sister.
We had everybody over, not everybody over for dinner. Oh my God, if everybody would have been, that would have just been amazing. Well, you know what? That's where that grill area really is nice, because we don't have a yard to have people go out and play, but that grill area and the pool and the other stuff is just perfect for us to have.
Right.
And when we get in the house, people will be able to spread out really easily, because we'll have the fenced-in yard. We'll have the upstairs, the main floor, and the downstairs.
Yes.
So that will be awesome. And you're looking at your fantasy football, so let's talk fantasy football. Football in general starts this week.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to watch some more sports. Yeah. We have not been watching much with baseball or basketball, for that matter.
No.
Just a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
We have been watching AGT, and I think we still need to watch the finale of Titan Games. We didn't watch it, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not on our list, that's why. I think we might have started it, and then it didn't stop.
Right, okay.
So, I think that might have been what it was. We'll have to do that, but Isaac won't be available for a little while tonight. Yeah, he's got a late, like, workout for basketball.
Right. Right, yeah, he's got soccer, come home for dinner, go to basketball.
I'm going to say that I'm very glad that we don't live far from the school. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
Oh, so nice. Well, no matter where we live in Bulbrook, it's not that far from the school.
Yeah, cities are smaller here.
Well, they are and they're not. It's really interesting. Just the way they're sprawling, and I think the amount of roads.
Yeah, Saturday will be nice. We have to travel a little bit, about 22-ish miles south to get to cross country in the morning. But then we come back here for a home
soccer game. Yeah. Now, yeah, the most we drive is like 30 minutes. They say they really do try to keep it under an hour for any games and activities and stuff.
Yeah, it's so far so good. You definitely get what you pay for with paying extra in property taxes here.
Yeah, for many, many things.
Right.
Yeah, I'll agree. We have a church we need to listen to the sermon and kind of research that we're interested.
Yeah.
And checking out. We'll get new tires on David's car, so we probably won't go to church on Sunday.
And football starts.
Football does start, but that shouldn't interfere with church.
No, especially with the game starting at 1 here.
I know. Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's been great. Like, overall, like, the weather being slightly cooler, not having to drive as far, having so many things close to us.
Yeah. I start my new job in a couple days.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's just... Jesus. If only you guys could see him. I just can't even with you. Your expressions.
Yeah. Quite the comedian.
Yeah, your son gets it very honestly. Yes. Jesus, bless his heart.
Yes, he does. You can go over his little trip to urgent care with me.
Yeah, thank God Dave was able to. When we moved here, I was taking my dad to the airport to pick up his car. When we finished unloading and all that. And Isaac had some type of lump on his arm, under his arm. And Dave had to take him in. And he had, I guess there was some staph bacteria. But they had to drain this, like, big, it's right here. Yeah. They had to drain the big pocket so it could heal. And he's on an antibiotic. And, you know, he calls it his surgery.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's still doing, like, soccer and basketball in the same day.
Yeah, well, that was today. I mean, that was Thursday that he went, so it's pretty much good. Dave even had to pull the little drain thing out, too.
Yeah, I yanked it out when he wasn't ready, when he wasn't looking.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a pansy. I feel bad for his wife.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but when he's sick, he doesn't say much.
No.
But then when it comes to other stuff, my God. And then David's like very dramatic when he's not feeling well. Yeah. It's like, Jesus, they're poor wives. But then he handles pain differently.
Yeah.
But he does have to voice his, you know, oh, this hurts. Oh, and then you give him suggestions and then, you know, he's the expert.
Yes, he's the expert of many things.
Well, he gets it honestly from both of us, because we both do it sometimes. Oh, trust me, you do it sometimes too, so don't pretend like it's just me. I mean, we've been there.
Yes. Yeah, so we can talk about, how do you feel about your fantasy football team?
I don't know. We'll see after the first week. I'm not real confident with the way this draft turned out, but that was partially because I was trying to move us. I mean, not that you weren't, but, you know, you had a lot of time where I was driving and you were drafting.
Yeah.
So.
Secured my job early. I had like 4 options of jobs here. Who would have thought?
That's true.
Had 0 when we committed to coming here.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing how God works. That's what I say.
Yeah.
But so many things. The boys are enjoying school. They're enjoying being here. They love being around their cousins. I love having family close. I love having my parents closer to where they can come up for a day trip if they want. And I can go and, you know, up there easily or to my sister's easily. And making new friends. We're going to work on that as we kind of get settled in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be great. So everybody's been friendly and welcoming, though, overall. So that's really a step up, and that's progress in the right direction. I'm going to have a cooking show in October. Working on some more September shows. Things are good.
Yeah.
We go to Disney. We bought our tickets to go to Disney.
Yeah, it's going to be
finally
amazing.
Yeah, cooler weather.
We just need to sell our house.
Yeah. Yep, it'll sell soon. So, and to the people who think it's okay to go wander around somebody's property because their house is for sale without their realtor being present or calling the realtor, that is not okay. That's kind of creepy. And and it's really sad that, I'm going to say it out loud here. It's really sad that white people feel they can do that, but the black people called to make an appointment because, first off, they know etiquette and they're afraid somebody might call the police on them if they go wandering around the house. That's kind of what's a little bit wrong. Just saying.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yes. Just so you know, if you're anybody, we do have cameras. We know you're there.
Yes.
So, but anyways, what else, babe? We can't wait to get some more updates, more fun stuff, settle in some more. So, but, oh, we've got doctor's appointments to our new PCMs in a couple weeks here.
Right.
That way I can get my October 12th appointment hopefully made in time. If not, I mean, if it flexes a little bit, that's fine. But I'm going to have to research what oncologists are good around here.
Yes. Yes, you will.
So, and TRICARE approved oncologist. So that should be exciting. But anyways, lots still to do, but lots of progress has been made. I'm very excited.
Yeah, overall, not too shabby so far.
I know. Very excited. Anything else that you think you might like to add, dear?
No, not at this point. I think we'll be better. We'll be in a groove. You know, we'll be able to kind of do this on a weekly basis. We have thought about switching it to a podcast / YouTube channel.
I have not. Until we start getting guests that are more interesting, I mean, or unless we're showing things along with all of it, I don't want to do the YouTube channel. I mean, I already do my demos on my YouTube channel. I share that stuff. We'll have to think about it.
Okay.
If you're in on a, you know, if you're listening to us and a Facebook friend and like the thought of a YouTube channel, be sure to let us know. Then we'll know you listened.
Yeah.
I know there's always a handful of people that let Dave know. So, all right, folks, it's almost time for me to start dinner and wind down for the afternoon to, you know, get kids taken care of with their practices. So have an amazing day. Look for more exciting stuff from us, and we'll talk to you all here soon. Have a great day. Bye.